Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report, man. Today is Sunday, May 16th. Time now is 2:41 p.m. Right. I know it's early, man, but you know, hey, sometimes you gotta knock these things out when you can knock them out. Man, you know, just living the dream, me, man. Man, I went looking at a property yesterday. It's one of them things, man. You know, I told y'all about one property that I tried to get. I think it was my third property, right? I was looking at a property and I wasn't, you know, I hadn't prayed on it. I just jumped, and that's one of the times when I talk about jumping, you fall and you get disappointment, right? So that happened on that property, but I ended up getting the property anyway, because, you know, I sit back, I waited. You know, I got the higher being involved. I just, you know, like a lot of times when I jump by myself, you know, it's not the right time, right? So, and on this one here, I didn't pray about it or nothing. The property came up, I looked at it, and when it seen it, you know, and tried to get a lender to get me the money. Couldn't find a lender, right? A lender. So, am I giving up? I don't think so. You know, tomorrow is another day. I make a couple of phone calls, see the bank that the house is financed through, see if they can, you know, well, they already ran my credit. So, you know, once somebody ran your credit for like a big purchase, you know, right, you gotta hurry up and get under that umbrella of having you, you know, somebody else look at your credit before they put a negative mark on you. But by them doing that, my score went down a couple of points. You know, I'm the type of person, man, I like to, every penny that I make, I like to make sure that it's going back into something. And that's why I started looking at another property. And this property here, to me, is undervalued at the price. I think going into it, if I get out of it within 2 months, I probably can walk away, and I'm being honest, probably with, I can walk away with 20K cash in my hand. I could, probably more than that. I'm just being modest on that number. And the thing is, yesterday when I went, you know, I went solo, just me and my agent. My wife, she had a basketball game to go to for my middle daughter. So I don't know, man. You know, do I really want the property? Yeah, I really don't know, because honestly, it's a nice property for me. The feel of it, the vibe, good vibe. The way they have it furnished is a rough look. You know, it'd be great for like a family of four, maybe. Maybe even a family of five that just want to get away for the weekend, pop up on the lake, barbecue, enjoy the view, stuff like that, man. It's off in the backwoods, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I'm riding the day, you know, plotting, just vibing, seeing, you know, where the energy take me. Now, honestly, to come up with the capital for the down payment, I mean, I can get it, you know, fuck. But a lot of times they want to see you have it on hand, not just pulling it out your ass. But lately, every penny I have been going and been moving, man. Every dollar I get, I put it back to, I put a dollar in trying to get two. You know, like I tell y'all, I'm betting on myself, man. I'm betting on myself. So, you know, I'm not worrying about none of this stuff going around in the world, man. Everybody posting they got vaccinated, all this shit. Man, I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm saying? If you got vaccinated, cool. If you didn't, hey, cool. I don't give a fuck. I do what's best for me and my family, right? Did I get vaccinated? You'll never know, because there's no need for me to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. But just know this. I done took fucking anthrax for the military. I done took so much shit in the military. So, fuck. What's one more fucking shot? You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm not the type to brag about that bullshit. I'm the type to try to tell motherfuckers, man, look. Fuck all the dumb shit. Fuck all the bullshit that's going on in the world. Focus on what you gotta do. Focus on your race. You know what I'm saying? You in your fucking lane. That's why motherfuckers never be able to get ahead in life, because they always jumping from lane to lane, issue to issue. You know what I'm saying? You look at motherfuckers that fight for an issue. These motherfuckers get ahead and go buy mansions and shit off the blood, sweat, and tears of your fucking oppressive, putting you in an oppressive mindset that keep you down, to keep you back, to keep you thinking that you can't do some shit. Just like with the NFL, one of the teams signed Tim Tebow. Man, Tim Tebow haven't played in the league in fucking how many years? And the thing is, you gotta realize, like I did a post, but our people, black people, we are flaky when it comes to really standing 10 toes down saying, look, we ain't fucking with you until we get what we want. Right? We flaky with that shit. And I don't give a fuck who get mad. We flaky with it. You know what I'm saying? If motherfucker band, they gotta say, look, man, I ain't looking at no NFL games to Kaepernick get back in. That's what's gonna happen. Like for me, I'd rather play Madden than look at a game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really a football fan. Like, you know, fuck. The Saints are, you know, if I'm walking in a room and I see the Saints playing, I mean, look at a couple of quarters, but I'm not about to have a bad fucking Monday because the fucking Saints or the Cleveland Browns, low. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man. I try not to have no bad days. Just like I said yesterday, trying to find a lender on a Saturday, and, you know, fuck, everything is like damn near automated. So, you know, fuck. Did I get down? No. And like the last, I'm not gonna lie, the last property when I told y'all about it, you know, I went fucking, I was all sick and shit. Fuck. Because I know the formula, you know what I'm saying? I know the formula. So once you know the formula, you know, it's like, fuck. And like just this time here, I went outside the formula once again. So this is what the fuck I get. So tomorrow's another day. You know, I just, you know, been meditating, you know, asking God just to lead me in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if it's meant for me, it's meant for me. If it's not, it's not. I'm not going to stress over it. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, anything else I get in life is lanyard, man. I done achieved so much, man. I done achieved so much. You know what I'm saying? And grinding. And I still grind. Like, fuck. I grind my ass off. You know what I'm saying? When motherfucker call me, they be like, where you at? You probably at work or something. Or you working on something. Yeah, man. I'm always grinding. It's me. I'm staying in my fucking lane. Anything else outside my lane, that ain't my race. I know my pace I gotta go. I know what I gotta do for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hopefully y'all fucking realize what y'all gotta do for y'all. Depending on the government ain't gonna fucking get you nowhere. But depending on the fucking government, it's just a fucking trap that they keep you in. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, man, what the fuck do I know? Y'all can listen to me if you want, or you can be like, man, Jay's just full of shit. But I'm telling you, look, I done hit the finish line. I'm running another race right now. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck. You know, fuck. I'm doing good in life. Fuck. You know, a lot of times I just have to laugh, man. And, you know, like one of my trolls I had to delete because our vibe was just, you know, like one thing I don't play around with. I don't play around with a person's job. I don't play around with their profession, whatever their profession is. I never mention a person's profession or their kids. You know what I'm saying? I never be like, well, what would you, you know, your kid. I don't, look, if me and you having whatever kind of conversation we having is between me and you, your kids, your family, that's off limit. Your job is off limit. But once you cross that line with me, look, that's it. I don't fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying? because as bad enough, I got a fucking sense of myself when I'm on his fucking podcast, because any little thing I see, it can be, oh, he did this, he said that, you know, so I have to censor myself. Then I have to censor myself even more for fake motherfuckers. Like, man, I just rather delete a motherfucker and just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Keep in my lane. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, y'all scroll. Y'all will probably see who it was. But it's just how life goes, man. I don't mind cutting no motherfucker off. If your vibe ain't right, and if you ain't going the direction I'm going, you ain't running the race that I'm running. If I can't pass you the motherfucking baton and you run a fucking a little bit of the race, I don't fucking need you, man. I don't fucking need you. And that's just how I live my life. That's why I don't go out. I don't drink. You know, it's just like last night I had an incident. Somebody drunk calling me, just going off on some bullshit, all out of their character. And I'm like, I mean, you saying you this, but now you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you portray yourself to be something, but once you put alcohol in your system, you change and you're not that person. I mean, you ain't shit to me. You know what I'm saying? You just a flunky to me. So for me, I just rather, you know, be me, man. Like, I haven't had a drink in probably like going on 2 years. I don't miss it, and I ain't drinking again. I'm done with that shit, man. That shit. I mean, it don't do nothing for me. It just give me a buzz. Why the fuck I need to be high? Why the fuck I need to feel out of my mind? Fuck that, man. Like, people that drink, I don't give a fuck. You smoke, I don't care. Fuck, you do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what drug you do. Any drug you choose to do to get you by, I don't give a fuck. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm not, you know, I just rather be me. I rather be Johnny Tremaine McGee 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without no alcohol, without no drug, without nothing. I just rather be me. You know what I'm saying? You do you. If you need to, you know, have something to get you out your character, to loosen you up, that's on you. Me, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Salute. Fuck. I ain't knocking you, but just me. You know, I done seen too much. So, but that's all, man. Look, I'm just keeping y'all a little updated, man. Like, I'm just, man, y'all just gotta keep pushing, man. Like, man, it's just too much shit out there. You're getting older day by day, man. You gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? You just can't lay down. No matter what the situation is, you gotta keep pushing every fucking day. Every day, keep pushing, keep grinding, keep fighting. Stay in your lane. Remember, motherfucking gonna try to distract you from everything in life, to keep you off your game, to keep you from knowing what they know. But once you know what they know, man, share that shit, man. Like I said, when motherfucker come up to me, like I said, I been, like when I go get a car or something. So I be out there, see the guys, talking to them, learning a lot, man. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, there's like, motherfucker don't give a fuck what race you is. They don't care. Everybody in the game together. Everybody trying to learn something. Everybody trying to get something to make some money off of, or get something to do something. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just ain't getting it. It's just, oh, look. No, man, motherfucker like grinding, man. And it's just, you know, I'm glad the higher being sent me in that direction to meet people like that, to network with people. Just like last call I went and bought, met a guy, and he was like, man, I'm from Lacombe, and this is what I do, man. You know, told me about that program he running shit, and I kind of remember, because the people was giving him a bunch of flack for it. But sitting out talking to the dude was like, man, look, I'm an ex-con. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, nobody gave me a chance. He was like, man, I was fucked up. He was like, man, I just see this as a way, you know, to give back, you know, for all my fuck ups. That's what a lot of people be saying, man. Like, I be talking to, you know, like, motherfucker get older and start to get wiser, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, and just imagine this dude, ex-con, talking to me. Like, so, I'm just telling you, you know, just like, once you're in your lane, once you're running your path, you're gonna meet a lot of people that, you know, you may not shuck and jive with. And the people that you do shuck and jive with, they're going to fall off. You know what I'm saying? You just going to meet new people. Just go in the direction you're going. So just remember, you know, hey, just always keep that positive energy, man. Always keep the whatever spiritual being you worship. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's positive, you know, just keep it up. Like for me, you know, shit, man, I always try to be positive. Every negative situation, I'm gonna go back to yesterday. I'm sitting there. I called my agent. I'm like, well, they said they weren't gonna be able to finance that amount. So she was like, all right. And then what she did, she went in. And it's just how, like, positive energy works, because she's so positive, man. She's so positive, man. She was like, look, I just talked to the to the agent who got the house. She hooked me up with this. Just make these calls, see what you can do. And that's when, and that's why I be like, all right, cool. Talking to the higher being, praying about it, you know, just meditating about it, getting all the positive energy around me, you know, to make that move. So, you know, if I make it, I make it. And for me, like the human me is, I'm just there, you know, like, hey, if I get it, I get it. It's just another piece of generational wealth building for my kids, man. So that's where I'm at in life, man. Like I said, I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. Today a beautiful day. Shit, I had to come out. Oh man, I can't wait till I'm almost finished with the mobile home. Oh man, this is beautiful, man. This is, oh man, I really want to post some pictures, but I'm gonna try to wait till I'm all the way done and then post the pictures. But man, like I said, life is good, man. You know, life is good on my end, man. You know, I'm standing in my lane. You know, I ain't trying to come in your lane. So hey, it is what it is, man. Remember, man, just be nice to your neighbors, be kind. Put that positive energy out there in the world, man. No matter what you have to do, sometimes you have to be the bigger person. Sometimes that means you're gonna have to stay in your character. Even if you under the influence, just try to remember, stay in your character. Stay who you are. Don't never let nobody get you out of your character, man. Unless you got a fucked up character and you just already fucked up, so you're gonna be fucked up. But for all the chill motherfuckers out there, man, just remain chill, man. I'm telling you, greater day is gonna come. You just gotta stay in your lane. Remember, put them blinders on, because motherfuckers gonna try to get you out your character. They're gonna try to get you to level down. You gotta always level up. You gotta always keep busy. Always gotta keep pressure. Man, look. Y'all know what the fuck to do. If y'all don't know what to do by not coming to this podcast, man, y'all ain't gonna never know what to do. Fuck, man. Hit your boy up, JMac141 on Instagram. Johnny McGee on Facebook. Man, look. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be good. Remember, speak to your neighbors. They don't speak back. Hey, at least you put the energy out there. Be kind to everybody, man. Be kind to everybody. Believe me, somebody watching you. And maybe even be your kids watching. So just set the example. Be the example, man. It's easy. It's easy. I'm telling you. You just gotta connect to that energy. I love y'all, man. Y'all be blessed. We'll be right back.